Well, thank you, Ed. And some 40 years ago, the phrase public interest law was invariably used to describe mostly liberal lawyers working for outfits like the ACLU, who had turned from representing individual poor people with their everyday legal problems to promoting creative legal actions on behalf of political activists and special interest social causes. There was no equal representation of those who were the targets of the liberal litigation. Taxpayers, property owners, school children, entrepreneurs, and old-fashioned law-abiding citizens. And this drastic imbalance had to be addressed. And so it was, starting in California in the early 1970s by a determined Ron Zumbrun, working with Governor Ronald Reagan and his intrepid chief of staff, Ed Meese. Thus was born the Pacific Legal Foundation, followed by many other freedom-based public interest legal groups across the country. These organizations, ladies and gentlemen, have made history, legal history, on behalf of genuine public interest. In landmark cases, such as Widmar versus Vincent, religious liberty, Nolan versus California Coastal Commission, property rights, United States versus Lopez, the Commerce Clause, and Boy Scouts of America versus Dale, freedom of speech. It remained for someone to bring these groups together on a regular basis to share their litigation experience and legal knowledge with each other. Enter stage right, Ed Meese. Starting in the early 1990s, with Heritage's Center for Legal and Judicial Studies as the organizing vehicle, Ed Meese has chaired a monthly Washington meeting of freedom-based public interest organizations, senior congressional staffers, Justice Department officials, but not lately. Although they're invited, right, Ed? Right. Or are they? I'm not sure. And other members of Washington's legal community. Participants discuss Supreme Court decisions, judicial nominations, Justice Department actions, pending legislation on Capitol Hill, and legal cases of a national or constitutional significance. Quote, only Ed Meese could have brought about these monthly meetings, says Roger Clegg of the Center for Equal Opportunity, because, quite simply, he's trusted and respected by everyone. Ed also chairs the semi-annual Legal Strategy Forum, attended by the CEOs of public interest law groups, federal judges, legal scholars, and jurists who discuss the major legal issues and trends within a constitutional freedom-based framework. He is, in the words of one participant, the essential catalyst for the forums. Like St. Paul, whom he often quotes, Ed Meese continues to fight the good fight, to run the race, to keep the faith in the constitutional government, seeing it as his mission to preserve and protect the precious legacy of freedom bequeathed to us by the founding fathers.